Having found a purpose in my life, I threw my entire being into the master's assignments. Nothing mattered to me more than the next job. The master made us train as if our lives depended on it. I trained as if every assignment was the last one I would face. This determination in me never once waned. I was running on a subconscious anger that fueled my every move. While my rape was behind me, the scars I had received were always at the forefront of my mind. And soon enough, I would face the men who created the devil in me.
Veronica completed assignment after assignment with success. All of the master's most important assignments were now being handed over to her. For Veronica, each new day brought either a new challenge or she forced herself to level up on her training. As the big heist approached, the master brought in a new member.
V!
What's up?
We've got an emergency.
What's the matter?
The master just found a new girl. She just got here.
And?
She's in pretty bad shape.
Damn.
As they enter the room, they see, lying on the bed, bleeding profusely, a young girl who is about 17.
Oh my God.
The master stands in the corner of the room, looking at the nurse attending to the girl's wounds. He walks up to them and speaks to the nurse.
How bad is it?
She's got a ruptured spleen. Her ribs on the right are smashed in. I'm not sure if we should keep her here. She'd be better off in the ICU. Her lungs could be punctured.
The nurse sees Veronica and Kendall standing there.
Hey, make yourself useful, ladies. Give me the gauze and bandages.
As the nurse tends to the young girl's wounds, Veronica feels anger. Anger at whoever did this to another innocent soul. In her head, she knows that this girl, if she survives, will never be the same. Her entire life will be changed.
I'm gonna have to take her to the hospital. You know, this should keep her steady for now, but we are gonna have to act soon if we need to save her.
Do whatever you have to, please.
Girls, help me carry her out of here.
V?
Master?
Ken Doll can help her. I want to talk to you.
Veronica hesitates, wanting to be near the girl who reminds her of herself so much. Veronica feels attached to her.
You stay. Don't worry, I got her.
Where'd you find her?
Not too far from the alley I found you in.
Veronica's eyes widen. She feels her heart beat faster.
Was it the same men?
Most likely.
The master turns towards Veronica.
Are you ready to face your past?
I'm ready to kill it.
And the master smiles.
We'll keep an eye out for them. In the meantime, I need you to watch the younger recruits for a few days. You will be in charge, along with Tyler and Kendall.
Are you going somewhere, Master?
Yes. Our Russian friend made good on his deal. Untraceable weapons and hacking software. There's a shipment coming in, and I need to be there in person to make sure things go well.
That is good news.
Very much so. In a few weeks, we will be ready.
Veronica smiles and turns to leave.
And V?
Yes, Master.
Have you thought about what profession you want to take up once you have your own place?
I've decided I will become an artist. I will set up my own studio and sell my paintings to the elite. I've also figured out the apartment I want to live at, too.
That's good to hear. May I suggest that you keep practicing your painting amidst everything we're doing here? I must say, I find your artistic talent equally impressive to the rest of your skills.
And with that, the master leaves Veronica. Later in her room, Veronica picks up her easel. She dusts it off, remembering she hasn't touched it since her first assignment.
It has been a while. What should I paint?
Hey.
Oh, hey. How is she?
Kendall hangs there near the door, with a sad expression on her face. It is enough for Veronica to guess the young girl's fate.
Damn it.
Veronica turns her back on Kendall, trying hard to fight back the tears in her eyes.
The doctor said that she was beyond saving. The damage done to her, it was just too much.
What was her name?
Samara.
She was what, 17?
Yeah, I think so.
When Veronica turns back to Kendall, her eyes are red.
Oh, V. There was nothing we could have done for her.
Kendall hugs Veronica, catching her in a tight embrace.
I can't help but think that if girls like this knew what we know now, they'd be able to take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Those men, they should pay.
They should die.
Yes. Something needs to happen soon before they find another victim.
During the next few days, Veronica, Kendall, and Tyler take over the training sessions. In her spare time, Veronica begins painting, and soon enough, her room is full of artwork.
Wow, girl. Damn.
What?
This is pretty amazing.
Careful, the paint on that one's still wet.
Oops. I count 13. How many of these do you do in a day?
Depends. Since the master's out, we have some free time, so I bang out like 3 to 4 pieces a day.
You should auction some of these.
I don't know. Maybe.
So you wanted to be an artist, huh?
Did the master tell you that?
Nah, he didn't have to. You forgot to wipe the browser history after you used my laptop.
Oh, damn. I'm sorry.
Don't worry. I just saw you were browsing painting techniques in studio apartments. Nothing too bad. Every time Tyler uses it, I find a long list of porn sites in my history. I swear, that dude knows a dirty website for every damn letter in the alphabet. I can't type a single letter into the browser without some sleazy sites showing up.
So what are you gonna do with your money?
No idea. I mean, if I could move away, I'd relocate to California. You know, start my own weed business there. Maybe I'll get a few tattoos. You know, I might even find a way to remove this scar.
Why? I wouldn't want to remove that piece of art.
Because every time I sleep with a guy, they always hesitate when I take my shirt off. It makes me so insecure and I hate it.
Okay, fair enough. If it were me, though, I'd keep it.
Yeah, well, it's not.
I mean, that's part of who you are. What you've been through. The right person won't hesitate. They'll see it and know it made you who you are and still love you.
Girl, please. I'm kind of done with love. Hookups are all I need to keep me satisfied.
Well, if you say so.
And then, a few days later, the master arrives. It is midnight when Veronica hears 3 knocks on her door.
Who is it?
It's me. May I come in?
Master, did everything go well?
Yes, it did. I must apologize for ruining your sleep, but I think you might want to see this.
What is it?
The master hands Veronica 3 sheets of paper. On each is the face of 3 different men.
The girl Samara identified these 3 as the perpetrators before she passed away. The police have been on the lookout for these men. Are they the same ones that you encountered?
Veronica barely hears what the master says. Staring at her from the pages are the faces of the 3 men who raped her.
I'm sorry.
Please don't do
it. Me?
Yes. It's them.
Ah, I see.
The master slowly walks around the room. He looks at the paintings that Veronica has created in his absence.
I have honed your martial arts skills as far as I can, and you have dedicated yourself to creating the best version of you. But one cannot move into the future with a past that still calls them. All these paintings, the masks that you have worn in order to hide them, are revealed in your work. Did you realize that?
No, I didn't.
Well, it is. Your soul craves closure. It craves vengeance upon those who have scarred it.
The master slowly moves closer to Veronica.
These 3 men have a hideout on 28th and Keldings. If you hurry, vengeance should be yours before sunrise. Show them no mercy.
The master exits Veronica's room. In a flash, Veronica gets dressed. She has been waiting for this moment for a long time. In their hideout, Tony, Greg, and Kyle sit on the ground smoking.
Hey, I'm still thinking about that bitch we did last, guys.
Which one exactly?
and lost count.
He's talking about that young chick.
Ah, she was scared. But you didn't have to use the pipe, Tony.
What? She asked for it.
How?
She didn't make any noise. Every other chick either screams or whatever. But this bitch was dead silent. It was kind of like she didn't feel a thing.
Well, we all know you're the least endowed of all of us, Tony. No wonder she didn't feel a thing.
Screw you, assholes.
As a frustrated Tony gets up from his place and walks towards the window, he flicks his cigarette butt out.
She was cute. For a skinny bitch.
A moment passes, and the cigarette butt comes flying back in.
What the...
Tony flies backwards from the powerful kick that comes from Veronica as she crashes through the window.
Hello, boys.
What the hell?
Veronica wastes no time. She knows she has the element of surprise. As tough as these guys seem to be, they aren't used to dealing with surprise situations. They panic. And in Veronica's eyes, the men look frightened. No longer are they the tough guys. This time, she is in charge. Veronica's first punch packs in months of rage and practice. Tony's sternum cracks. Kyle rushes towards Veronica. This time, Veronica isn't the vulnerable girl. No, this time, it's the men who are vulnerable. Veronica sees Kyle coming at her with a broken bottle from a mile away. She spins on her heel and issues a back kick that catches Kyle in the throat. As Kyle drops down, unable to breathe, Veronica focuses on Greg. Greg sees the nearest weapon, a pipe. He picks it up.
I used this on a bitch the other day. Now this is gonna be used on you.
Greg swings the pipe at Veronica's head. A few months ago, it would have obliterated Veronica's skull completely. But as the pipe reaches her head, Veronica is not there. Lightning fast, Veronica ducks down and kicks Greg's feet from under him. Greg falls face first onto the hard cement floor. Veronica kicks the back of his head. Greg loses his front teeth. Kyle recovers, still in pain from his throat. He grabs Veronica from behind.
Bitch!
You like it this way? Can't face a woman when you rape her, can you?
And she headbutts him. Kyle's nose breaks. Veronica's spinning back kick kicks Kyle so hard, he smashes against the wall. Veronica stands over her once tormentors, her rapist. Fury boils inside her. She gets on top of Tony's body and begins punching his face. And then she stops. Tony is whimpering. His sight is obscured by his own blood. Veronica stands up.
I can kill all three of you right here, right now. And I should, for what you did to Samara. For what you have done to God knows how many other women. For what you did to me. What? Don't speak, bitch.
Veronica picks up the pipe.
This is what you did to all of us.
And then she hits him hard, right between his legs. Veronica walks towards Tony.
No.
The pipe finds itself between Tony's legs. Veronica connects with all the strength she can muster. The blow is crippling. And then she faithfully delivered the same fate to Greg. The three men lie on the ground in excruciating pain. Tony is deathly silent, but Veronica notices him still breathing. The other two are clutching their groins and squirming in pain. In Veronica's mind, she has just killed the demons of her past, the demons that created her. She sinks to her knees and lets out a cry, a battle cry of victory tinged with sadness, of power and lingering weakness, a roar of relief but sorrow. After which, exhausted, she walks away. Later that day, Veronica is watching the news.
3 men, Kyle Jones, Greg Hunter, and Tony Ramos, were found murdered this morning in an abandoned building off 31st Street. At this time, police have no leads on suspects. Police later revealed that these 3 men had been suspects in several rapes that had taken place in the...
Well, I'm surprised you had the heart to kill him.
I'm not a killer, Kendall.
I know, you're a badass warrior with a fluffy heart.
But how'd they die?
The master enters the room, and Kendall takes that as her cue to leave.
V, I'll catch you later.
Well?
They learned their lesson.
The master is silent for a while. He walks up to Veronica and pulls a chair up opposite to her.
Why were those men still alive when you left?
I did what I went there to do, but I don't understand.
But?
I'm not like them. I'm not a killer. I thought what I did would be enough to teach them a lesson.
Yes, a lesson you did teach. But leaving them alive was your biggest mistake.
Well, they're dead now. That's what the news said, at least.
Yes, because I had to clean up after you.
What?
When I gave you their location, I did not expect you to show your enemies any mercy. These are the people responsible for so many rapes and other wrongdoings. Why unnecessarily prolong their lives by letting them have medical treatment? It is your tax money that is used to feed them, clothe them, and sustain them.
Veronica is suddenly taken aback by the master's blunt disapproval and ruthlessness.
I don't...
These men deserve nothing but death. And I fulfilled that. No mercy. Remember that, V. No mercy. Well done on the broken bones. But I expected more from you.
It wasn't...
No excuses. Training begins in an hour. Get ready.
As the master leaves the room, Veronica feels something different. If anything, Veronica knows that she wasn't judge, jury, and executioner. In her books, she had served her portion of justice to the men. But killing them was not in her mind. And for the first time, Veronica felt scared. A chill of fear creeps down her spine. A fear of the master. During lunch the next day, Veronica catches a few of the crew members staring at her. Obviously, they all knew that she didn't have the heart to kill her rapist. But Veronica couldn't understand why they kept staring at her with smug expressions on their faces. As she sits eating lunch with Kendall, Veronica questions her.
Why are they all staring?
Well, for one, they're scared of you.
Okay, I know that. But there's something else.
I guess you leaving them alive is enough to piss anyone off. Most of the women here were abused by men like that. You know that I was. Nobody likes a rapist, and more so, nobody likes someone who shows a rapist mercy.
So are you pissed?
A little, I guess.
The master said he took care of it.
Damn right he did.
Tyler approaches Veronica and Kendall.
I mean, when you don't finish off a job, the master sends me to clean up the mess.
The master sent you?
Who else? The master needs bronze and a merciless warrior, not some smart-ass bitch like you with a soft heart. I mean, look at you. You're all pretty as shit even after a gang rape, but you just don't have the nerve to freaking end your own rapist lives. What's wrong with you? You got some version of Stockholm Syndrome or whatnot? Ouch.
Veronica leaps up and punches Tyler square in the nose. Tyler staggers backward, blood pouring from his face. Veronica doesn't stop there. Like a wildcat, she pounces on Tyler and the two begin brawling.
V!
Bitch!
The rest of the crew gather round, cheering them on. Veronica sidesteps Tyler's attacks and replies back with a flurry of kicks and strikes. She hits him at a pressure point and Tyler buckles. Veronica gets Tyler in a headlock.
Go. Bitch.
I could kill you right here, right now.
Then do it.
The master stands at the balcony, looking down at the fight. His calm demeanor is both inspiring and terrifying.
Kill him, V.
What the hell?
Show me how ready you are to complete an assignment. What do we do to those who stand in our way?
We strike them down.
So, we, why don't you strike him down?
Veronica slowly begins applying pressure around Tyler's neck. Gradually, he turns blue. And then, Veronica releases Tyler.
You weak bitch.
Veronica kicks Tyler's head, knocking him out cold. She then looks the master defiantly in the eyes. After such, she storms out of the hall. As the master watches her go, he realizes that Veronica is not the perfect student he thought she was. In his mind, sending her after her tormentors was the ultimate test of faith, and by not killing the men, Veronica failed miserably. As Veronica flops down on her bed, breathing heavily, multiple thoughts go through her head. She knows that killing was not what she signed up for, but at the same time, she feels horrible for not meeting the master's expectations. After all, she was his best student. And when you've maintained some sort of status for a while, losing it loses all your credibility. What Veronica did not know, however, was that the master intended to publicly humiliate Veronica the following day.
Class, halt. Lee, with me.
Veronica walks up to the master from where she was grappling with Kendall.
Today I'm going to show you something which will prove of use to all of you in the future. V, attack me.
Veronica squares off against the master, unsure of what exactly to do, but sensing that the master is up to something sinister, Veronica throws a left jab. The master grabs her punch.
I said, attack me, not test me.
Veronica prepares another attack. She leaps forward with a fake strike and follows it up with a kick. But the master is no longer where he was. The master sidesteps Veronica and sweeps her feet. Veronica gets back on her feet.
Again.
This time, Veronica attacks the master with more force. The master moves backwards, deflecting her blows one after the other. He sidesteps her and hits the back of her head.
Again.
Anger simmering to the surface, Veronica attacks. This time she is relentless. As soon as the master deflects a blow, Veronica follows it with a strike. Soon, she gains a sense of the master's rhythm. She fakes a left hook, the master reacts, and leaves himself wide open for the right jab that lands on his mouth. The master staggers backwards.
Very good, V. Very good.
But the master's tone does not indicate approval. Instead, Veronica instantly realizes that she played into the master's plan. He wanted her to hit him. The master tastes his own blood and squares off again.
Once more.
Veronica steps in to attack, but this time, the master retaliates. He goes on the offense. The master's years of training and perfectly placed moves catch Veronica off guard. His added strength is too much for her to deflect. Suddenly, the master does the unexpected. He grabs hold of her shirt and pulls. Veronica, thinking she is about to be thrown, pulls away, ripping her shirt. Veronica, stunned, stops fighting. The master continues to pull and rip the shirt off. Luckily, her sports bra remains. Embarrassed, Veronica attacks. She throws a few punches and follows them up with kicks. Allowing the humiliation to get the best of her, Veronica throws a right jab, leaving herself wide open for the master's uppercut. Veronica flies off the mat backwards and lands on the hard wooden floor. The master walks up to Veronica. He grabs her by the hair and drags her back to the mat.
Whenever someone makes you bleed, you hit back. You strike them back. You do not show mercy. You humiliate them.
The master grabs Veronica in a headlock, exposing her body for the entire crew to see.
Next time you show defiance, remember that it will be met with force. Do you understand?
Veronica gags, unable to reply. She slowly taps out. Reluctantly, the master releases her.
Let this be a lesson to everyone here. Class dismissed.
As Veronica lies on the floor, she sees the smirk on Tyler's face as he walks out. She then catches the disappointed look on Kendall's. Lying there, in defeat, she knows that she is screwed up. This was the beginning of Veronica's falling out with the Master. As the days went by and the heist happened just as the Master intended, Veronica found herself in possession of a large sum of money. This would enable her to leave the Master's dwelling and rent the apartment she desired. However, she knew that it wouldn't be the end of her involvement with the Master's crew. While Veronica knew she was no longer the Master's favorite, the Master could not deny her skill either. Assignment after assignment, Veronica completed them successfully. However, she felt something hollow inside. Her journey battling her own demons ended the night she beat the men who raped her. But in doing so, she also emptied out her need for vengeance and motivation to fight as well. Sitting on the rooftop of their building, Veronica realizes that although she had been turned to a human weapon, there was a longing in her heart. A longing to be understood, to be free.
Look at yourself, V. I gotta get out of here soon.
As she prepared to rent an apartment and move out, Veronica could not help but think of what it would be like to escape the Master's clutches. The Master had certainly shaped her into the woman she was now, but it came with its strings. Strings that Veronica was growing weary of. As Veronica finds herself watching the sunset over the skyline of Atlanta, Veronica looks down on the street and sees a couple happily walking by, deeply in love. And then she suddenly feels the need for real love. The need to be loved and not used like a tool. The need for a real family. As a single tear rolls down her cheek, Veronica speaks to herself.
Someday. Someday soon, V. Hello?
Hello, is this Veronica Kilter?
This is she.
Hi, my name's Rochelle. We spoke on the phone related to the studio apartment that you wanted to rent out.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
So when can you come and check it out?
How's tomorrow sound? Afternoon?
Done deal. Oh, by the way, I really dig your artwork. I think we can find you some really good clients in the neighborhood.
That'd be great.
Alrighty then, I'll see you tomorrow.
And so begins the rest of Veronica's life. Having walked down memory lane, Veronica sits in her jail cell, a few years down the line from that initial phone call with Rochelle, reminiscing the past. Suddenly, there is a knock on her bars.
Miss Kilter.
Oh, hey. Yeah?
Mr. Handley is here to see you.
Coming.
The butterflies begin to flutter inside Veronica's stomach, despite the fact that she is in a jail cell. The thought of seeing Jake is enough for Veronica to cheer up. Not even the Master's unsympathetic actions that led to landing her in jail would stop Veronica from feeling what she felt for Jake. As Veronica walks out of the cell, she recalls seeing that couple on the street from all those years ago, and then she smiles to herself.